Hey guys, how you doing? This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Hey, as the title said, why don't men ask for directions? What's the real reason that we never ask for directions? Well, never is a big word, because I do sometimes. But I don't always ask for directions, because here's why. When our ladies are saying men never ask for directions, it's because more often than not, I think they feel a sense of uncertainty, a sense of fear, a sense of being lost or confusion when we don't know where we're going. And so they think the solution is to ask for help. But we don't always feel that. When we're driving and we don't know where we are, we don't feel the same sense of loss, being lost. We don't think that we're scared and we're not all that confused. We know where north is, after all. Eventually, some of us do ask for directions when we reach a certain point of pain and uncertainty where we're tired of being where we are. And so we finally ask for help. This video is all about why guys don't ask for help. I spent my life trying to do everything all by myself, but in the last 5 years or so, I've made a major change in finding out that when we do ask for help, it launches you faster and further than you ever thought you could go. This workshop here is a mess right now. It's been a mess for 3 years, and I've felt some pain and embarrassment and just avoidance of it. I won't even admit to my girlfriend how bad it is down here. I had a cabinet I was working on for a friend. For 3 years, I was trying to finish this cabinet. I'm too busy, whatever. I finally asked a guy for help, a guy who's watching this video, I bet, knows who you are. Thank you for making those cabinets and doors. I got the cabinet done, delivered it last weekend, and now I feel motivated to clean this place up and organize it. I finally asked for help, and today's the day I feel like I want to clean up and get organized. This happened after my divorce. I was in pain. I was in fear. I was uncertain. I was confused, and I didn't know what to do. And I joined a men's group, and I got heavily involved in talking to other men who know the path out of pain after divorce. It happened in my business. When I started this business, I wasn't sure how to go. Everything was important. I was scattershot with videos and blogs and website, and I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I finally asked for help and got a coach, a guy named Peter out of Finland, and Peter has helped me focus. He's helped me get clear on what I want to say and who I'm talking to. I've gone faster and further with a coach than I ever would have been without him. These videos, I started these videos about 31 or 32 weeks ago when I told you I stink at videos. I want to get better. The only way to get better is to commit to doing one video a week. And I promised you 31 weeks ago, I'm going to get better at videos. I'm practicing with lighting here and a new microphone. And I've got guys who I've asked for help who are video guys who are giving me tips every day. So my videos are getting better. Only because the pain and confusion and embarrassment of being on video caused me to ask for help. So what are you going to do? Are you feeling any pain? Or are you feeling any embarrassment? Are you feeling lost or confused about anything at all? If you are, I encourage you to ask for help. Doesn't have to be me, but join the Good Guys to Great Men Mojo and decide to do something different. Join a men's group. Get on an online forum and start contributing. Read more. Get some more books. If you want references, come to me and I'll tell you what to go read. Email me at steve@goodguystogreatmen, or go to my website, goodguystogreatmen.com, and go to the Work with Steve page and find out more about what I can do to help you as your coach. Because I know that asking for help is the only way a man will get through the pain and the fear and the confusion he's feeling right now. For some of you are here, I hope you're just watching these videos to get a kick in the ass and go set the world on fire, and that's great. But for those of you who feel like your feet are stuck in concrete and you're not sure which way to go, I promise you, reaching out and asking for help is the best thing you can do. Have a great weekend. I've got to clean this place up, and I will see you on the next video next week. Take care, brother. Bye-bye.